Welcome, Pook, now joined by Tyler Herbster as we turn our attention to talk Riverside boys basketball. The Cyclones are 6-8 on the season, and one of those six wins coming last Friday on the road. Another non-league game, Coach, where you've been able to pick up five of those wins this season, getting out of the Big 7. But ACT's still a team that's pretty good, I know, for 1A. Obviously won the state football championship and have some athletes, and went and won the game pretty handily, 46-32. What impressed you the most with your team getting that road win last Friday night?
Honestly, I thought our defense was the most impressive thing. We worked a lot on, you know, fighting over the top of screens and helping and getting back to the pick and roll a lot. So I thought we defended their pick and roll really well. We defended their high-low really well. It just seemed like our man-to-man defense, we came out to play, and Kobe Davis kind of set the tone, you know, putting a lot of pressure on Detweiler all night, not giving him easy shots and making him work for shots. And, you know, I think we held him to 9 points total, which I thought was pretty impressive because he's a very good basketball player.
You bet. Then a game against Sabetha last night at home ended up falling 63-48. But we were talking and looking at the box score. I mean, you scored 21 in the second quarter and played with them. But unfortunately, without a ton of depth and some foul trouble and a few other things, just tough to sometimes, I guess, be able to compete against those teams for a solid 32 minutes.
Yeah, it was a pretty physical basketball game, and which is kind of works to our advantage. I think we've got some pretty physical guys, but unfortunately when you play physical, you do get some fouls. And I thought we just, you know, we came out in the first quarter and played really well. We came out in the second quarter and played really well. You know, the last few games now we've been knocking down some outside shots. I think we've hit 10 three-pointers in the last three games, and it's not like we're launching a bunch of them either. And I think when I did the stats earlier in the year, like we only hit 18 total for the first 11 games, so we're shooting the three ball a little bit better. But you know, our defense is there. They just, the first, you know, we really tried to talk about keeping Sabeth off the offensive glass, and you know, we did that well at times, and then at other times we really struggled with that last night. But we did a lot better job taking care of the basketball. We did a pretty good job against their press. I don't know, we just seem to have a little bit more clicking on offense, and defensively they're just such a good team that they put up, you know, 63 points on us, but I was pretty proud of the effort our boys gave.
Three guys in double digits, Todrick, Percy Duncan, Kobe Davis had 13 points as well. Looking at the upcoming schedule, Royal Valley on Friday night, Hiawatha on Tuesday, and both these games on the road. Obviously, Royal Valley is undefeated. I guess, what are the things that you're talking about with your team as you kind of go through the schedule now, second time through in the Big 7?
You know, honestly, we're trying to make sure we're just playing better at the, you know, final two or three games of the season. And, you know, these last five games, I think we've been averaging about 51 points per game, which is a lot better than what we were doing before. You know, we're a pretty good man-to-man defensive team. We rebound the basketball pretty well. We've been coming out pretty intense. We just, honestly, are a lot of practice. We're really working on dribbling and passing and shooting and not really trying to reinvent, you know, who we are or what offenses we're going to run. We just really need to get better just taking care of the basketball and limiting turnovers. I think really turnovers is the only thing that's really putting us in a bad situation in games. So hopefully we can sharpen that up over these next two games with a really tough team on Friday that isn't going to give us a whole lot. And then Hiawatha is going to get us up and down the court. So I don't know. I just want us to keep getting better, keep getting stronger with the basketball, quit making the little mistakes when it comes to just making easy passes. So, but I think the way things are going right now, I feel like we are moving in the right direction with these guys.
Six games left and a lot to play for, especially in terms of seeding and such for the 2A sub-state. Best of luck in these upcoming games. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
All right, thank you.
Tyler Herbster, head coach of the Cyclones. Riverside Locker Room Chats brought to you each week by Euler Law Office in Troy and by Dr. Andrew Euler Dental Office in St. Joe.